Listen to Sports Radio 100.3 The Team from anywhere you go. Real-time scores and headlines, a feed of our social networking sites, event calendar with station appearances and upcoming broadcast schedule, and our show host blogs. It's all online, TeamMyrtleBeach.com.
Welcome back to The Drive on Monday morning. I'm your host, Pat Payone. My co-host, Wally B.
Good morning.
Hope everyone's having a great Monday morning out there. I'm getting text messages out the wazoo coming over here.
All your worldwide fans already,
I guess.
Pat Payone. You go, boy.
It's nice when you have a lot of friends and a lot of family members. They're going to like what you do no matter what, even if you're doing terrible.
And you're not doing terrible, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Like I said, I know you've worked hard for this day, and you've shown that you definitely have the acumen to bring what they're wanting. So
I appreciate
that.
And
they threw me in here with you, so if anything, I'm the worst thing that's happened to you.
No, not at all. You're the glue that's holding it together right now.
Major League Baseball. Deadline today.
I know. It's crazy. Today is the deadline, August 1st, 4 p.m. Normally, it is July 31st. But because in 2016 it falls on a Sunday, and because there is a leap year this year, they moved it back. And so we have a new day today. Just some big trades that happened over this weekend, and I'm going to bring in Wally B for this one because he's my resident Cleveland Indians, and they probably made the entire biggest trade
they
of the day.
They acquire Andrew Miller from the Yankees to bolster their bullpen, man. I'm so excited we got the all-star left-hander. But I think we may have given too much for him, though.
That's what a lot of people are saying, is that after years of just terrible deals that the Yankees have made, they actually made an intelligent deal. This is going to set them up for the future. And also, does it really close the door on this year? I don't think so. No. I think they still have the ability to make a wild card or definitely not win the division, but it doesn't close the door.
They've only had one playoff game in the last 4 years and lost that, so I don't know about that, but... Again, I think that the Yankees realize now, okay, we've got to go back to the fundamentals of baseball, start with our farm system, get the prospects, bring them up, and let's go ahead and start over and do it now. And let's Cleveland have this guy. Let Cleveland win now, and we're going to come back later and rebuild something and hopefully try and rebuild the dynasty that the Yankees are known for having over all the years.
So all-star left-hander Andrew Miller does move from the Yankees to the Cleveland Indians. That's not the only name that the Yankees did move in the last couple weeks. Aroldis Chapman from last week was traded to the Cubs, and so there is – some would call it a fire sale.
And my dream is to see Aroldis going up against Andrew in the World Series. The Cubs and the Indians in the World Series. That's my sports dream this year.
Is that your pick,
too? Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's my pick. I'm from Cleveland, so it's really hard to pick anything in Cleveland. But I think this could be a good sports year for Cleveland. The Cavaliers, of course, winning the NBA championship. So hopefully the Indians will at least make it to the American League championship at worst, I'm hoping.
And obviously we got to talk about the Braves, probably the biggest sports baseball team on the grand strand is the Braves.
Yeah, no doubt.
They do receive Matt Kemp, former Dodger and a former Padre. He is sent from the Padres to the Braves, and what some are saying, an exchange of bad contracts. So that's another trade that went down. But who really wants to talk about the MLB trade deadline when you can talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Turning 69 on Saturday. And so that got me thinking, and I posed this, I said to Wally B before the show started, I said, we got to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger turning 69 on Saturday, and he immediately did his impersonation.
Everybody has an Arnold impersonation. That's so funny.
No, I like to think mine is the best, but, and we'll talk about it real quick. Go ahead. We'll give you your first shot of your impersonation.
My impersonation of Arnold would be, play Mobile Strike. You will like to play Mobile Strike. You will have fun. Play it in the library. Play it everywhere you go.
How many times do we see that commercial? It's starting to get a little ridiculous. And it's just unbelievable that, obviously he's a huge movie star, but now we're seeing these, I'll say it, crap commercials Mobile Strike.
And you don't just see them on TV, you see them on your phone. If you're playing, if you're on your favorite app or something and it's got a tie into the commercial, like, well, I'm sick of seeing Mobile Strike. Arnold, go away, please. You must go away. Don't come back.
The governor turned 69 on Saturday.
You're much better than I am.
It was a great birthday party. We had birthday cake and candles. It was nice.
And my illegitimate son was there too.
All of them. All 15 of them.
No, it's, all seriousness, Arnold Schwarzenegger may be one of the worst actors, but he's also one of the more entertaining actors.
Oh, no doubt.
I love Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, and they're usually terrible, like you mentioned earlier, but they're enjoyable and entertainable, and I'll watch them the rest of my life.
They are enjoyable, terrible, but enjoyable, no doubt. My favorite, too, would be, comedy-wise, would be Twins with him and Danny DeVito. that was just had
what
me
a combo.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And then, of course, I like all the Predator movies. Those were good.
Of course. I mean, you can't pass up and say Terminator 2 is probably not one of the best movies that he's ever been in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if you want to go comedy, talk about Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, yeah, I forget that. That's
he's
a good
the
one,
dad,
too. Yes.
And he's got to get the turbo doll. And I'm going to say that, obviously, Terminator 2 Judgment Day is probably the best Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And we're going to throw this out on Twitter. I believe Remy already did, so we'll get your picks in there as well. But really, there's not many other great movies after that. I mean, Total Recall was kind of a little weird movie. But let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. We're going to go back to the PGA Championship talk. We have Drew, and I believe this is Drew from D.C. So let's hear from Drew.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Remy. Hey, thanks for having me on.
How's it going, Drew? How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. I'm still just riveted by what happened yesterday at Baltusrol. It was awesome. Really an awesome story with Jimmy Walker. One of the coolest things about it was the story about his caddy, Andy Sanders. They actually met playing junior golf, the U.S. Amateur. They met at Baltusrol. I think it was in year 2000. I was reading an article about it this morning. And Andy Sanders was actually like a much better junior golfer than Jimmy. They both played collegiate golf in Texas. Andy played at Baylor, and Jimmy Walker played at Baylor. Andy Sanders was at Houston. And, you know, everybody thought that Andy Sanders was going to have the better professional career. And he was playing on the Nationwide Tour, and then he was kind of had this debilitating diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, and his career just kind of, you know, his body kind of failed him. And Jimmy was making it up the ranks and asked Andy Sanders to be his caddy. You know, and 16 years later, here they are again at Baltusrol, and Jimmy's winning his first major championship. Yeah. I thought that was amazing. Wanted to call in and share that and get your thoughts on that.
Definitely an amazing story, Drew. Thanks for the phone call.
Warm and fuzzy feel good for sure.
It is, you know, and we don't have enough of that in sports.
Exactly.
But it was – I heard that during the broadcast yesterday, and I was definitely taken back by that they were very close growing up. And this, like Drew said, he was – the caddy was actually predicted to be a better PGA prospect.
Yeah.
And because of MS, his career was pretty much not able to take off.
Yeah.
But it's great that they're able to stay together, and even better that they were able to share this moment of the PGA Tour victory, especially not only the PGA Tour victory, but the PGA Championship major victory.
And they're champs together. Bring me brought along. You were there when I was a nobody, and now we're, you know, now I'm somebody.
All right, and let's take another call. We have Sam, and we're going to go back to the Arnold Schwarzenegger conversation. So, Sam, you are a staple of The Drive with Aaron Marks. I'm sure you're going to be a staple of The Drive. Let's hear what you got to say about Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sam.
Hey, guys. I'll do what I can. so, of course, the greatest Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is Commando.
Okay.
Ooh, almost
forgot about that. Yeah, that's a 1985 staple, you know, a little Alyssa Milano. In that one, I think she was probably no older than 12 or 13. But, great movie, but I thought that was always a good VHS rental back in the day. So,
Blockbuster.
But back to golf, I wanted to see what you guys thought about the live, clean, and play rule yesterday. I know a lot of people had issues with it. I personally thought that, it was a good call. It made for some good golf coming down the stretch, in an otherwise uneventful, PGA. So I thought it was a good call, and I'm glad they didn't do it, you know, all over. It was only on preferred lies in the fairway and closely mown areas. So if I missed you guys talking about it earlier, I apologize. I want to kind of get your opinion on that.
That's all right, Sam, and thanks for the phone call. That, you know, and I do want to go back to that because I forgot to say something earlier. In a year where we have questioned PGA Tour officials and U.S. golf officials about their handling of certain aspects of tournaments, like the Dustin Johnson non-touch ball, you know, all that. I thought this was one of the better things that they've done this year to make up for all the mistakes that they have made this past year. So I like the fact that they instituted this rule for the final round. The course was, and you know, the commentators kept saying yesterday, the course was so soaked that these guys had no rollout. I mean, there was just, you saw it on almost every drive. It stopped. It plugged sometimes. I mean, I thought that was a great rule, and it really did, like Sam said there, improved the actual product of golf on the course. And it allowed these guys to really, you know, not have the course affect as much as it normally would in that situation.
It kept the playing field level, if you will, if you pardon the pun, because, I mean, it's not going to be my fault if you have a rough course and the course is wet. If my ball happens to get muck on it and his doesn't, you know, it's going to affect my shots and not my opponents. And it's only fair that they allow us to do preferred lies so that we could level things out and keep the ball clean so we're all shooting the best that we could shoot.
Exactly. Let's go to Twitter, Remy. I think we're going back to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is that correct?
We are. Susan writes in at 100.3, the team, and at Schwarzenegger. True Lies and Kindergarten Cop.
True Lies is definitely up there for me. Kindergarten Cop, you know, there's certain scenes in that will always stick in people's minds, and I'm not going to repeat them on air.
I didn't care for True Lies. I mean, I liked seeing Jamie Lee, but other than that was about it.
I mean, it was a goofy spy movie at the time when we had, we're used to seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger be that spy or that, you know, that, you know, military man. And it showed, the other side of the spies.
It was a new role for him, which you weren't used to. It wasn't stereotypical. You thought, you know, he was a movie.
I wouldn't say I necessarily disliked it, but I thought it was still a great it was still a great movie in general.
Maybe the date I had that night too. Maybe that's what I didn't like with the date. The movie was okay, or maybe I didn't really watch the movie.
The date went on.
I've never seen that movie. It was a date night. I went on a date with a girl and saw it.
Tell us about it, Wally.
I don't want to bore you with the details, but it was okay, I guess, overall.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and hit our next commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and do our good, bad, and ugly. I know it's a little bit of a different section, but we had to move it because we had Marcus Lattimore in studio. So we are going to go ahead and get into our good, bad, and ugly, maybe hear some of those from you, and just talk about a little bit of grab bag in terms of NFL training camps. That's all going to come back right after this.
We want to thank HTC. You know, you can connect your friends and family anywhere in the country with more fiber to more homes, delivering high speeds and lower prices. Upgrade and save with HTC residential high-speed internet. That's more speed, more savings, more fun in the sun. Call 843-369-8966. That's 843-369-8966 today. Reliable connections from a local company for more than 60 years. That's HTC. HTC, this is life. Connect with it.